Hello everyone. I've decided that I'm, like I said in my previous video, going to take a short break from Night of Parasite. But I thought that this time, instead of doing a specific playthrough or let's play a demo of a certain game, I thought I could do a mix of some smaller games, like maybe Light Cars and I don't know, Pipe 2. I'll think about it. And maybe even bits of other games. I don't know, I just thought I could do a more random thing, just play some games which I may have forgotten. Because honestly, I've downloaded so many games by this point that there are a few smaller ones which may not be long enough for videos of their own, but which I would definitely want to play. So,
folder view list. Game shortcut 20.
So let's start. I was thinking the first game I could do was Light Card, since it's a fairly short game.
Games window. Tree view. Level 1. L. Items view list. Laser breakout 29 of 100.
And I might actually make this a series on its own. Random games to which I can add whenever I feel like it.
Light Cards 30 of 128.
I'll think about that.
Items view list. Sounds not select. Config.keys.dev. License.tech. Light Cards.exe 6 of 14.
So probably not, but I might make a kind of a playlist of its own for something like random gaming or something. And I know it looks like copy from other channels I've seen, but
Lightcars.exe 6.
I'll be playing different games. So okay, Lightcars. This is another game made by Lightech Interactive. And in this game, you're a crazy person. At least I think you are. This is not the story, this is my version of it. And you're for whatever reason driving the wrong way on a road. I think it's crazy, but that's the story. It doesn't say in the story you're crazy, but I personally think you are driving in the wrong direction in a lane. And there are all these cars which are coming at you, you're trying to avoid them, but
Lightcars.exe 6.
They're not trying particularly to avoid you, so I don't know what that's all about. So there are three lanes, I guess you could say, but let me get the game open, then I'll start talking.
Speech mode off.
Okay, and I'll play the logo. If you remove my bobbin out of my playthrough, this is like that, the Lightech Interactive logo. And then it has a game-specific intro thing. Review. I'll just brush through everything the game has, but I also have some other things I want to do this time.
Light Cars. Please upload game.
Okay.
Start game.
So now we're in the main menu.
Quit. Test learn game sounds.
To turn that
start game.
Music off.
Load game. Oh, start game.
I thought page up and page down did it. Okay, I guess you can't.
Arcade mode. Oh, Tetris mode.
Okay, so that there are two modes and I'll throw that annoying noise even though I don't like it. So there are three lanes and you have to avoid cars. It's as simple as that, at least in Tetris mode. So let me do Tetris
game.
Mode this time.
Tetris mode.
Load game, start game, select a car.
Lego okay, so
car.
These are cars and there's Lego car,
light car,
electric jeep,
electric car,
and electric car. So these things basically, in Tetris mode at least, all they do is the light car is fastest, which means it'll complete levels fastest. Lego car is slowest, electric jeep is second slowest, and electric car is third slowest. So in Tetris, you always should choose light car in my opinion. But let me explain a bit more. So there are three lanes and you keep avoiding cars, and once you've traveled a certain distance, you go to the next level.
A light car.
Oh god, I almost forgot something.
Please select a menu item.
Forgot to explore the main menu. That's what happens if I'm not thinking. Okay, start game.
Load game.
Load game, this is for saved games, I'll get into this later.
Sense score.
Sense score, this does not work anymore.
View local top 10.
View local top 10.
Key mapper.
Key mapper? Oh, I didn't know anything.
Learn
that.
Game sounds.
Key mapper basically can map anything.
Please select a function to map. Start car. Move left. Move right, stop car, item trigger, score announce, level announce, number of lives left, player status, inventory, pause game, restore keys, exit to menu. Please
select. Yes, we have all those.
Test speakers.
Left. Test speakers.
Left.
Test quit. Learn key. Learn
okay,
game sound.
Please choose arcade mode. Tetris mode.
I'll choose Tetris car has mode passed. First.
Invalid car has passed.
That's when a car has passed. You.
You collide with a car.
Ready,
you collide
yes,
with
exam.
A car. Level up.
Right.
Invalid selection.
An invalid selection where you try to load a game and there's no game saved or something like that.
Level up.
Yeah.
Please
okay.
choose a mode.
And I have to show
mode.
Off the arcade.
You collide with a car.
Okay, a bit more realistic there.
Level up.
Leveling up some.
Forward skid.
Oh, okay. This is something. Now, I said in Tetris mode, that's all there is to the cars. In arcade mode, you can skid. Your car can skid across lanes. It can either do a short skid, which moves you one lane.
Long skid.
Or a long skid. I really like that long skid sound for
it. Long skid.
Sounds weird, but yeah.
Hold warning.
Okay. Now hole warnings. Holes can open up in the ground, and if you fall into them, there's no. You just lose the game.
Long hole warning.
So yeah.
Item coming up.
That's an item.
You get an item. Bad engine.
That's when you get hit in arcade mode.
Fall in hole.
Oh god, you can hear it bouncing around. Oops.
Invalid selection. You collide with a car.
Wait, does it not show the hole sound?
Left shorts, long skid, hole warning. Item coming up.
Okay, that's an oversight. It does not show the hole sound. Now, the holes are occupy one part of the lane, and you have to stay out of that lane until the hole passes.
You get item coming up.
I'll explain about items in a moment, but
please choose
first,
a mode.
Let's do Tetris mode before we get into
start
all this.
Game.
You change modes with M.
Arcade mode. Tetris mode.
And can I see that person?
Arcade mode. Tetris mode.
No offense, but can I say that person sounds a bit like they have a cold?
Please select a like electric jet
okay.
light car.
That's my down arrow glitching.
Electric
okay.
light car. Please select normal, easy.
Okay, now there are three difficulties.
Normal.
Easy, normal.
Crazy.
And crazy. Now, I don't know if this is the game, but in crazy, everything is reverse. If you press left arrow, you go right, and right arrow, you go left.
Easy.
I'll just do easy. Okay, now. How do I turn that off? Okay. Let me explain that. So when I started there, you had to press up arrow to start your car. And then a car came in the middle lane, so I went off to the left. Okay, so now you can hear my car to the left. It's really bugging me about that music because I know you can turn it down. Okay, level up. Nice. There's a bit more challenge, I'll stay in the center. So yeah, the light car is speeding everything up. And you just keep doing this until you lose. Okay. I believe the music goes in higher pitch. Yes. Goes a higher pitch when you level up and faster. How come when I move to the middle for less challenge or for more challenge, middle got much easier? Whoa. Now they're getting fast. And does the cars not care if they collide with me one day? Oh! Okay, stop talking. Oh, these.
Your final score is
2,400.
The things can take 5 hits, your car.
Please select a menu.
And after I played that sound, basically what I was saying was that I was going to stay in the center because I can hear the car better there. Okay, that's Tetris mode. Now for the fun.
Arcade mode.
Arcade mode, yes. Now,
game. Start game.
In arcade mode, you have to. Oh, I forgot to mention. The higher level you get, the faster the cars go. Now, in arcade mode, you have to.
Please select a car.
You have to worry about skidding. So, in arcade mode, I would choose Lego car.
Please select a difficulty level. Easy.
Again, I'm going to choose easy. There's a car. And this does not have a car passing sound. That makes it harder. Is that another Lego car? And those cars seem to travel the speed of light after a second. I mean, figuratively, of course. Seriously, though. Seriously, I might start a playlist where I just do in one video, one or two games. Like, maybe once I have a lot of time, I can even do 3 games, but that won't be today, probably. I'll see how much time I have, and I'll decide depending on what game I decide to do after this one, but for now, I'll focus on this one. Okay, so far nothing unusual has happened. I'll show you how to save, so you press S. Oh no, how are you supposed to save? How am I supposed to save? Oh god, I feel
embarrassed.
Level 4. Oh, tab announces your level. But how?
Are you sure you want to place it?
How am I supposed to
Five.
Save? And that new Marvin's voice.
Five.
Anyway, how am I supposed to save it? Oh, F2?
Save.
Yes, F2. So, you use F2 to save the game. I'm just waiting for something unusual to happen so I can describe it. And if you hit a car, you skid. By the way. In arcade mode. Come on, this is a very boring game. If something unusual happen, the game is usually more interesting than this. No, but even if nothing does happen at level 10, something is bound to happen. Because, I'll tell you when that comes. If that comes. You can save only once per level.
Save.
I'm saving in case I get hit because I want to make it to level 10 to show you what happens. I think I'm on level 7.
5.
Whoa! Whoa! What? What the? Okay. That's a peaky. Okay, so I'll probably have to reload after this one. Whoa. No. It sounds like my engine is bad. And I'm not saving here. Oh, okay, now we get to see the
Your final score is
1,020.
Okay, that's why I saved the room, Murray.
Loaded.
After loading, you have to start your car again. And you have to start your car each time you pause. I don't know why they made it like that, but they did. No, better save him again.
Save.
That happens. So that's a bug that you can save after you load. So you can definitely save many times in a level if you want to. I don't know. Okay, save.
Save.
Okay, save. Good level 7.
5.
Oh, okay.
Level
7.
Yeah. Oh god. Oh! Oh god, 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 god. No.
Save.
Oh no, 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 no. That skip saved my life. Whoa. Whoa, no! I pressed it!
1.
I have to check your lives.
Save.
We are not going to get any better than this, I can tell that. If I don't make it level 10, I'll describe what happened. Oh! I don't know why that happened. Hold on. I'll try reloading one more time, and if I don't make it to level 10, then I'll describe what happens.
1,340.
So don't worry. Even if
please
I don't make it there.
Sense load game. Loaded.
Hold on, did it hang? That's a bug, it hung. Hold on, let me try that one more time, because
your
that was a bug.
1,330.
Entire game hung.
Please load game. Loaded.
That bug.
Your high score.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not making it to level 10. But at level 10, you get a bonus round where you have to shoot birds.
1,380.
Yeah, I know. Shoot birds. I don't like that, but please you can do that to get points.
Game.
You have to wait till it's in the center, then just shoot it.
Load sense view low key mapper. Learn game sounds. Test speakers. Quit.
Okay, so that's light cars. I hope. Items, let me describe, because oddly, that's odd that nothing happened that time. But items, you have to switch to the lane, I believe, and press control to pick them up, or maybe pick them up automatically, I don't know. I think you press control. And then that's the exit sound. But if you want a more detailed and altogether more detailed version of this kind of walkthrough of light cars, you can go and find Chris Wright's light card video. I thought I should do it because
speech mode beep. License.
Partly because
5
I enjoy it and partly because it's a small game. Okay, next game. Sammy Center.
Games window. S. Items view list. Sable Alpha Test.
No,
S. Sable. Sammy Center 43/1. Items view list. S. Scores 2/10. A. Sammy Center .exe 6/10.
Okay. This is Sammy Center.
Speech mode off.
And this is a collection of mini games made by Sam Toupee, and I'll go through each of them in order. Okay, now this does have a logo, but I skip that. So okay, there's play cat and dog.
Play the TDS side scroller.
And I'm using Zira. Play the TDS side scroller.
Play avoid the beeps.
Play avoid the beeps.
Play shoot the target. Play car chase.
Play shoot the target.
Play car chase.
Play car chase.
Play water escape.
Play guess, escape, the number. Play guess the number.
Play money fall. Play balloon popper. Play lightning power. Play wall breaker. Play Santa safe. Play the piano. Relax slash pause area. Open mini timer utility. Text utilities. View scores. Test speakers. Options. Sammy Center has. Exit the fun web. Sammy Center has been visited a total of HTTP request error. Invalid network address times.
Okay, that's funny.
Sammy Center has been visited a total of HTTP request error. Invalid network address times.
HTTP error. Invalid request. Invalid network request time. Yeah.
Exit the fun way.
Very funny.
Exit.
Okay.
Exit.
So now there's lots of options here. Let me go over to the
exit.
Top.
Play cat and dog.
So cat and dog. I'll go through all these in a row, so don't worry. Cat and dog is a game, very simple game, where you're a cat and there's a dog chasing you. and you have to run around and survive for 2 minutes. So my what I like to do is just don't run north, because you start in the southwest and the dog is to your north. But run right, then left. Then right all the way, then left all the way. Because the dog won't have time to go south towards you, because for whatever reason it likes to vertically align with you. So it gets a very less time to go south. So go east until you can, go east until you can't go east anymore. Then wait for the dog to come in the center, then start running left. You can do this for a very long time, and after the point you can't. When it finally starts getting louder, which means it's getting closer to you, just dodge out of its way until it's not in the center, then run north, and run north all the way, then keep doing the same again.
Play cat and dog.
Is my strategy. Okay, you use arrow keys to move first. It's running here. What is it? Oh, there it is. Why does it want to hit me so badly? I wonder. It can move almost as fast as me. That's not fair. Okay. Not yet time to run north. But soon now, I can sense it. Soon it'll be time to run north. So basically I'm luring it south and going to run north myself. Okay, next round. Next round. No, not now. Oh, and I'm gonna die. Okay, I'm actually not dead. Wow. That was intense. Hang on. What I did was, basically I dodge to the right when it is about to eat me up. Come on. When's the time going to end? Oh! And that didn't work. But nothing much happens if you win anyway. It just tells you you've won and that's it.
Play cat and dog.
That's cat and dog.
Play the TDS side scroller.
Now play the TDS side scroller. This is kind of weird. And this one you'll actually need your screen reader on.
Speech mode beeps.
In this
Speech
one, you're going to make an enemy which is created by your TDS voice. And you have to go and shoot it. But it doesn't attack you, so it's more a thing than anything else. Or more fun thing than anything else. And I will show you both Microsoft David and Microsoft Sierra, because when they die, their voices are just so amusing.
Type in text for your enemy to speak, edit blank.
No, what should I type in? What should I type in? I'm very unclear, I don't know what to type in. How about this? Just for fun.
I space. Space. I N E space E E E M M I M space H space A A N semi semi take T E V E A C K space I space S H A T I F L G O G O T E space T O space S E R V I V E space I N space F R O N T space O F space N space A R E M M N I M Y space E S E I space A space O O N N L.
Okay, that's the best I can do. I basically made it say I am a pointless enemy who can't even attack, but I hope to survive against an armed enemy because I'm a fool.
I am a pointless enemy who can't even attack, and I still hope to survive in front of an armed enemy because I am a fool.
Yeah. That's the closest thing I can get to a creative line.
I am a pointless TDS side scroller dialogue. Do you want to change voice settings? Yes button, Alt plus Y.
No, I'll choose no zero first. And speech turn mode off. This thing off. Oh, it default is it. Yeah, I'm not running away. So use my left and right arrow keys to fight scroller. And use space to fire. But you can jump, but that really won't do you much good. No, which I mean the spelling error. Sounds like a fool. Oh, the thing is annoying mode. Basically, it's jumping all the time. Okay, I'm gonna wait for this. You keep hammering space and move together. I will actually restart because it's an annoying mode. Because it's in I'm typing without a screen reader, so I hope my keyboard doesn't glitch. My keyboard is a glitchy keyboard. I'll check it after. Oops. No. Okay, now let's see what my
speech
keyboard
mode,
has done.
Speech. I am a pointless enemy who can't even attack, and I still hope to survive in front of an armed enemy because I am a fool.
Yeah, good. It came properly. Now, I'll turn speech
TDS mode. Side scroller. No button, Alt plus N.
No, I did it.
Speech mode
on. No, please don't be an annoying mode. That is copied from Super Leon. I'll wait for it. Fine. Well, it wants to run back and forth across the screen. Fine, I can go for that. So this is a kind of pointless game in case. It's an excellent game when you play, when you're using Microsoft David against trying to play a game like Manamon. And when you're so frustrated with the TPS voice for being so slow. Now that's your way of making it safe. I don't really like this game all that much, but it's okay.
How did you do that?
You killed me.
That thing sounds so weird when it's...
Play cat and dog. Play
okay,
TDS
now I'll show you Ziran. This time I'll just make it, short. Why not just a Super Liam reference to say take that because of like Laserbot? Yeah, as you can tell, okay, now I'm going to choose.
Speech. Nope, yes button, I'll choose a voice.
Microsoft Zero Desktop.
Yeah.
Microsoft Zero Desktop.
Yeah. Difference to laser bars. Okay, come on, it's getting boring. I want to get it over with so I can move on to the next game. But I thought I'd show you both voices because both are funny in their own way. In the dance.
How did you do that?
You killed me.
Ouch.
I can't believe that is real. It is. Anyway, okay, that's that. Now, avoid the beeps. It's kind of like Run for Your Life. I believe Run for Your Life by Oriel Gomez was made inspired by this game. And you have to avoid beeping things which are falling from the sky. And just jump around and avoid beeping things which are falling from the sky. That's it. You can tap the arrow key when you're jumping. I'm bad at this game. But, and the beeping things also move in the air to track you, so you have to outrun them or outsmart them somehow. Oh, and that's what happens when you get hit. So then a side scroller, of course. That voice sounds like my sound. How much health?
Health 5. I'm sorry to say, you can't go on anymore. You finished the game in 788 seconds. You managed to make 12 objects smash and fall to the ground.
Hold on, that is bug.
Your stats have now been copied to your keyboard.
That is a bug. I have not been playing for 700 seconds.
I'm sorry to say, you can't go on anymore. You finished the game in 788 seconds.
Definitely not. Play cat and dog. Play okay, I'll do one more time because. Ouch. Maybe I should hold the arrow key instead of tapping it when I jump. After this game, I think I'll stop this video and. I mean, not after this game, I mean, after Sammy Center.
I'm sorry to say, you can't go on anymore. You finished the game in 855 seconds.
855 seconds, indeed.
Play avoid the beeps.
Okay.
Play shoot the target.
Now shoot the target. This game is very simple. A target moves from left to right, and when it's in the center, you have to shoot it. You have to press control to load your gun and space to fire. That's it. You have to load and start. Too long to reload the things. Oops. You can do this also, but that's not fun. Okay, I've been trying better next time. I'm bad at this game too. Good.
Play cat and dog. Play the
okay.
TV. Play avoid
so
the beeps. Play shoot the target. Play car chase.
Now car chase. In this game, you're on a very small board with a car which is trying to hit you. It just travels left to right, then right to left. You have to pick up a small gun and shoot the car. You have to jump over the car and you have to tap the arrow key for each trip. It's a side scroller. Not all games in Sammy Center are side scrollers, as you'll see. Oh, and I'm bad at this game.
You have lost. Play cat and dog. Play shoot the target. Play car chase.
I'm erratic at this game. Sometimes I'm good at it, sometimes I'm not.
Play car chase.
I press space to shoot it like that.
You have won.
Now this next game, I don't understand. What you're supposed to be doing is that you're on a boat and you have to run fast or swim fast to the north to find the beach. And there's a shark out of it. But the shark catches me every time and I don't understand how to prevent it. So what I do is spam it up. Spam up. This is a 3D game. What I do is spam up arrow like craziness. So now I jump off the boat and I'm moving the water. I'm just going. And when I hear the shark, I try to dodge. Oh, I can't dodge him. Yeah. See, and when I try to dodge, it hits me anyway. I'm wondering what I'm supposed to do in that game.
Well,
so if any of you could let me know.
I think he had enough fun, and he ate you. You're so clumsy and slow. You should be ashamed of that. Wait, you're not here. You can. You are dead.
Play
car chase. Play water escape.
Anyway,
play guess the number.
I'll mount in it. Guess the number is very easy. Now I think I'll leave my screen.
Speech mode. Guess the number. Enter the highest number you would like to guess to.
Okay, now it's a simple guess the number game. Can you do 1,000? Oh, no, I don't want to. I'll just do 10.
1, 0.
1 to 10.
Guess menu.
Sammy Center. Speech mode off.
So now this generates a list between 1 and 10 and it's sort of a random number and I have to guess
1,
what it is.
2, 3, 4.
I always start in the middle.
Too high. You have 5 guesses left.
Too high.
Too high. You have 5 guesses left.
Guess
menu. 1, 2, 3, 4.
This is a normal menu. Since I have so many guesses, I can easily get this one because...
You guessed the number correctly. It was 4. You guessed the number correctly.
Okay.
Play guess the number.
Now I like this next game a lot better. This is actually a proper 3D game. You're falling out of the sky on a parachute and trying to collect as many coins as you can. But you have to center the coins in the speakers and be on the right row. So if you played games like Super Decode, you know that if the coin is behind you, it'll be slightly lower in pitch. So you have to have it at loudest volume and in the center. And make sure it's not at a low pitch. Now when you collect coins, the space bar makes you go up. Each time you press it makes you go up by the number of coins you have, but when this happens you lose that much of health and you regain health as you fall. So yeah, I'll start.
3, 2, 1.
When you're falling you can press C to check your coordinates.
1, 3, 1,482.
It's 1, 3.
1, 3, 1,458, 1, 3, 1,452, 3, 1,445, 2, 3, 1,435, 1,435, 1,435, 1,435.
And this game also had to tap the arrow keys. Now where are the coins? Okay, they're there.
Oh,
and with the lower pitch, I forgot. Yeah, that's what happens when you don't pay attention. Oh, God. I'm terrible at this game. I love it, but I'm terrible at it. And that goes for the entire of Sammy Center, as you can probably see by now. I'm trying to find it. More coins. Coins, please. No. Okay, I'll restart. I think I know where I'm going wrong with this, and let me restart. Because later on you get these groups of coins which are much easier if you have coins already. And you can press space. I'm gonna skip that.
Come
on, where am I? 1, 2, 1,459. Oh. How did I miss that? Either I'm missing something or there's something wrong with the game. Let me try a little more. Okay, there. That noise when you get a coin. What I can do, I have enough skill to spam that spacebar and get the other coin. Oh.
145 health.
105 health. Oh, whatever. Oh, the
end of the world. 177 health.
I need my health. If you don't have enough health, you will die. If you have zero health.
$199 health. $172 health. $112 health. $86 health.
Okay, I've stopped spamming space. But I'll die. What am I?
1,187. 170 health.
Come on, it's getting boring.
58 health.
Whoa. Can I stop spamming space for a bit? Like, seriously stop.
$118 health. $181 health. $83 health.
Oh wow, I actually got it.
$146 health.
6 coins isn't bad, I guess. Make that 7, I think.
0, 0, 999. You have collected 9 coins so far.
Oh, 9, not bad at all.
184 health.
I mean, at least according to me, it's not bad.
160 health.
So now I can really go up. I wonder what happens if...
207 health. 175 health. 169 health. 152 health.
Wow. This game is so fun.
159 health. 3,757.
Nice.
195 health.
'Cause I'm going forever if I don't stop soon. Still, I'm almost in the ground.
4,683.
You start from 1,500 by the way.
163 health.
So I wonder what happens if you somehow manage to get above 1,500 if you try. Using your magic powers.
81 health.
Okay, fine. The manual doesn't claim the magic, but what else could there be?
174 health. 120 health. 61 health. Two, 490. 152 health. 97 health. 3, 5,
454. I'm not gonna get any more coins.
You have collected 20 coins so far. 158 health.
Oh, 21.
One 51 health. 117 health.
Okay, I'm not going to risk another loot up for that coin I missed.
217 health. 151 health.
I need to die holding all these coins.
274.
But I am almost at the ground now. And how come I can hear water dripping?
210.
Come on, give me any more coins or not? No, I don't think
so. 159.
So what happened? Did a bank explode in midair? Where did all these coins come from?
112.
Was each coin in a spaceship?
64. 23. During your fall of 1,500 feet, you have managed to collect 23 coins.
Wow,
good for
nice.
The first time, I guess. Well, not really.
What is that? That's so cool. I don't know what it is.
Okay,
I know
it's getting
kind of long, but I do have a few more things to show. Okay, Balloon Popper. This game has music. I don't like it. Oh, the main menu also has music. I have it off, so I forgot to show it off. Okay, but Balloon Popper, there are balloons coming from the left and from the right. There are two weapons you have, the fists and the knife. The knife is pretty easy. But your goal is to pop the balloons, but they can hit you, and if they hit you, it's game over if even one of them hits you. So, but this is an illogical thing.
Play money fall. Play Balloon Popper.
If you jump, they can't hit you, but you can hit them. You can jump, and there's also a side scroller. You press up arrow to jump and spacebar to use your weapon. I like using this because it gives you more points. If you turn the music off, and as soon as the balloon noise comes, I press up arrow and spam space. Like that. And this sounds like copied from Adventure Mexico. You're not saying an illegal, you're saying in a. Oh. I hate that sound. I can't bear that sound.
Fatality. Okay. Flawless victory.
Well, now that you have gotten hit by a balloon causing the guy to kill you.
Okay, I hate that sound, by the way.
Play guess the number. Play money fall. Play
balloon. I will show off the knife now, though. And I get a much higher score. Oh. No, that did not count.
Well,
I'm just skipping that. Right?
Play Balloon Popper.
Okay.
Knife.
You can use the arrow keys to move, but I would not recommend that in this game. Another AC sound I see. I want to get the good comment, even if I use a knife. Because you don't get comments in this game, depending on how well you do. And with the knives, it's pretty easy, so far at least. I was using both hands. I won't show off the knife comment though. I've seen it on YouTube and I want to get it for myself too. I know I'm getting. Oh, wait, that was a glitch.
Well, now that you have gotten hit by a balloon causing the guy to kill you, you may as well be informed that with 16 balloons destroyed, you managed to collect 48 points. I wonder if you can stay alive a lot longer next time.
Oh, please don't. But it does change. That comment does change.
Play lightning power.
Now lightning power is the game I don't understand at all. You're apparently trying to destroy a house, but then I don't understand. I'll just play it anyway. It's a side scroller.
Play balloon popper. Play lightning power.
It's a side scroller, and the house is in a certain coordinate that spans space and destroy it.
You are at position 0, and the house is 99 feet in front, and 10 feet to the right of you.
But it can crash, which will cause it to heal, which will cause it to heal itself or to kill you. I don't get this game. What am I doing?
You are at position 10, and the house is 85 feet in front of you.
I think I'll take a step to rest. And if I
position 10,
stay at position 10, what happens, I'll show you. I think I'm trying to hit this house, I guess.
You are at position 10, and the house is 5-2 feet in front of you. You are at position 10, and the house is 3-4 feet in front of you.
Uh-oh, it's coming closer. What's it going to do?
You are at position 10, and the house is 8-2 feet in front of you.
And it's going away again. See, I don't get this game at all. There's a sound, and then you die. But I don't understand what you're supposed to do. This is the one game in Simon Center that is in Water Escape where I don't understand what you're supposed to do.
And the house is 87 feet in front of you.
Come on, come on, come on. Just let me win and destroy this house for once. So if anyone would like to let me know in the comments, I would appreciate it extremely.
You are at position 6, and the house is 89 feet in front.
Wow, actually avoided that. If you don't avoid that, you die. Okay, whatever, I'm gonna close this thing. I don't understand what I'm doing. Now, this next game I like a lot more. Wall breaker. You're in a building. There are these things, these people are trying to kill you or breaking into the building. They're banging at the wall so hard that the roof is falling in. And what you basically have to do is, the roof is falling in, making bits of wood around the floor. You have to pick those bits up and try to strengthen the walls with them. You check which wall is the weakest, then you can pick up the wood, run over to that wall, and attach the wood there. This is a game like Cat and Dog. Let's say it's a top-down game, I guess. And you can press space to pick up wood which is close to you, and trust me, this is really useful. S checks the strength of all the walls. Arrow keys make you move. And if you're near a wall, enter and make sure you attach a bit of wood to the wall. I'm pretty bad at this game though. And you can also pick up bits of wood, you can naturally step over them without using space.
The left wall has 100% strength. The right wall has 100% strength. The north wall has 90% strength.
Okay, time.
And the south wall has 80% strength.
Oh, south wall needs help. As soon as I pick up every bit of wood I can find, I'm going down there. After the eighth placing,
the south wall just gained 0 strength.
Okay, now time for the north wall.
The left wall has 93% strength.
Oh no,
the right wall has 100% strength. The north wall just gained 1 strength.
Nice. I don't know any more. But I can hear them taking through it somewhere. Oh, south. I should have known.
The south wall just gained 3 strength. The south wall just gained 1 strength.
I'm done.
Crumbles and boom. And boom. The building that was your mini stronghold crumbles as your killers prepare to assault you. You had a score of 71 seconds.
Okay, now last game.
Play guess the number. Play money fall. Play balloon popper. Play lightning power. Play wall break. Play Santa save. Play the piano.
Okay, Santa save. Now Santa save, you're Santa and the sleigh is to the left, and there's this huge monster which is trying to destroy the sleigh. And you have to use a knife to attack it, and when you defeat it, you go up one level, and you have to keep seeing how many levels you can go up.
Level 1.
Press this is a side-scroller. Now, the beast is ignoring your attacking and trying to go off to the left. Now don't hold the left arrow key, you'll get ahead of the beast. Just tap it if you need to. So it starts to your right. Use space to your right as a side scroller. Keep updating the tap on the left arrow. And does start attack you also, but okay. And I believe it can teleport or can just speed up. I don't know why. And I'll level up.
Press enter to start.
I think it starts doing that in level 3. As you saw, follow channel Shelby Craig had trouble with him. I've gotten up to level 8, no higher. Well, I haven't gotten up to level 8, I forgot now. The wind and ambience in this level though I like, or in this game.
Level 3. Press enter to start.
Or in this mini game, I mean. Overall the sound design is good, but oh, I may be wrong, it may not be level 3. Yeah, it's not level 3, have some. But it does start speeding up sometimes and leaves you behind. And that time you have to rush to chase
level
it.
Four. Press enter to start.
Because I wanted to thank you because it's not getting a Christmas present.
Level 5. Okay. Press enter to start.
So you get the point of this game. Tap left arrow, tap space. And when it leaves you behind, you should run back to catch up with it again.
Level 6. Press enter to start.
Oh, wow. And each level they get stronger, I believe. Stronger
level
and
seven.
Faster.
Press enter to start.
Whoa! You can also jump. Oh no, it is a runaway thing again. I don't think I can catch up with it this time. Yeah, no way. I'll just let you hear the ending. Yeah. And I love this.
You finished on level 7 with a score of 840. You finished on level 7 with play cat and dog.
Okay.
Play
avoid the now play card this. Chain.
Play guess the number. Play money fall. Play balloon popper. Play lightning
is,
pop. Play wall breaker. Play
Santa safe. All the games.
Play the piano.
But I will show you the piano and the rest of the options in here. The piano, basically you can use A, F, D, F till K, I believe. Never mind. I was thinking of a different game. In this game, you choose the number. Never mind. Sorry, I was thinking of Manamon. The number would play. And you can also use up till, you can use up till backspace. Or up till equals. So like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, dash equals. And yeah, that's it. Now you can use chords because C major comes fine. Now you cannot use C minor though because, you know, C minor is not supported, but you can do, you know, D major, E minor, F major, G minor or G major or whatever it's called. You can do all of that. Now you can play simple things. Oh, and you can also start recording. I believe it's Control R. So I'll record myself playing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Why not?
3, 2, 1. Recording.
Of course, only records with the piano singing. Doesn't use a mic or anything. No control.
Stop recording.
And now control P to record.
Playing.
Fast things like, you know, fast things like anything. You can also, I believe you can save your recording, but I don't know how. Why don't I play something?
3, 2, 1. Recording.
Let me just randomly play notes and see how that sounds. Random notes.
Stop recording.
I'll not bother playing that back because it'll just be. But yeah, that's the piano. And now the next option, I don't know what that is.
Play balloon popper. Play lightning power. Play wall breaker. Play Santa Say. Play the piano. Relax
slash
pause area.
No, the relax slash pause area is. Hold on a second. Amma!
Play the piano. Relax slash pause area.
Okay, relax slash pause area. Now the thing is wandered around this area. That beeping thing is a teleporter. There are three areas which will take you to another of them. This is a cat and dog area. And you can jump and that takes you pretty far. You have space to jump. See? You can jump over it. And you can mess around when you're done here. You can just step into this and it takes you to another place. Where there are birds and there's some kind of road of some sort. And there's another teleporter here. Let's take you to another place. This area does come up later. I'll tell you about it when it comes up. And then you can just find the teleporter back out of here. If you're tired of exploring, you can just jump. And then you can step back into this, which takes you back to here again. When you're done messing around, you can leave this and.
Play cat and dog. Play guess the number. Play money fall. Play
almost done now.
Play wall breaker. Play Santa Say. Play the piano. Relax. Open mini timer utility.
Open mini timer. Now, this is a mini timer. I will show this off. It plays sounds for seconds, for minutes, and for hours. Of course, I won't be showing for minutes or for hours, but I will be showing for seconds. So, if you want to do something else and want a timer which you can hear, some kind of virtual clock, something of that sort, you can open this.
Speech mode beep.
What's the
speech thing? Mode talk.
Hold on. Oh, hold on.
Mini timer dialogue.
Your play avoid the beep.
Figure out what they're saying. You can use up and down on left and right arrow keys to move. This.
Relax. Open mini timer utility.
Yes.
Mini timer dialogue timer will start when you press enter.
Okay
button.
Okay, so you could either press enter or press escape and timer will start.
Speech mode off.
Now it started. Yes, the sounds do pan. I'll play up to a minute and then I'll stop. Just so you know what a minute sounds like. There are sounds for hours also, but I just can't sit here and wait out an hour, of course. Not really accurate. By 30 seconds already past the center, I'm counting. Which is still useful nevertheless. How is it going to do 20 more seconds? Hard even move. Unless my counting went off somewhere. Which is probably what happened. No, it's not. Wow. Okay, it's about 100. Oh, that sounds for a minute. So now you can just press escape. Enter. And then you say...
Speech.
It tells you how long your timer was.
10 seconds. Timer 0 hours, 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
Play cat and dog.
That's bad then. Okay, mini timer.
Play the piano. Relax. Open mic. Text utilities.
Text utilities? I have no idea what this is. I'll leave this alone.
View scores.
View scores. You can just view your scores, but I won't go through that because it's so long.
Test speakers.
And then you have test speakers. This is a really weird test speaker scene.
Hey, you know what, dude? I don't really like you being on the left, so you should get out of here.
So, it's a... I have no idea what that was, but that's test speakers.
Semi-set options, test speakers.
Okay, then there's options. There's nothing much here. Let's go through it.
Play logo on startup.
No, I don't want that.
Change voice settings.
Change voice. It just makes it change your voice.
Go back.
Semi-set.
Exit the
not your voice.
Semi-center has been visited. A total of HTTP request error. Invalid network address times.
Yeah, I've already shown enough.
Options.
And that's it. Now, other than this, is exit for when you need to exit. And then this exit the fun way. Exit the fun way makes you play a mini game before you exit. And in this mini game, you have to find the beeping thing. And this is the area which is the third area in relax/pause area. You start at the bottom left. You have 9 seconds to find the beep. If you don't find it in 9 seconds, it teleports you back to the bottom left, and you have to try again.
Exit the fun way.
So, let me run. Right here. Oops, no. Up and down. Yes, and when you step on that, makes that noise and it exits. So I realized this has been a bit of a long video because I played two games in this. But I hope you had fun. And yeah, like I said, if someone could let me know in the comments what the water escape and those games are supposed to mean,
I would really appreciate it.
But until then, see you next time. And next time I will probably either be doing a continuation for my Night of Parasite, Castaways, or just another random video. I'll see. Probably Night of Parasite. But yeah, okay, bye.
OBS 2 6.1. OBS 2 6.